Oh, it is the 2nd of March, 2019, and today we have Strength and the Three of Wands and the Four of Swords. Don't waste your energy, or back to the drawing board, as they say. You know, when you go in, you go all in, and it doesn't look like anyone has a very clear vision at this point, so best step back, be quiet, meditate on it, and conserve your energy until you're absolutely sure, especially regarding long-term plans or commitments involving other people, co-workers, or partners. Talk is cheap. We know our own strengths. As a matter of fact, sometimes our own strength surprises us. We hear stories all the time, like some human somehow managing to lift an entire car off of another unfortunate human pinned under it. That kind of thing. It's quite amazing what humans can do when they're fired up. You may be surprised at what you yourself have accomplished on your own. You should be. This says there has been a level of mastery achieved on a fundamental level. This is the past foundation of the current situation, and make no mistake, you're holding the card, and you don't have to make a show of it, but see that quiet lady sitting in the green field? The one wearing the gauzy beautiful dress, not a hair out of place? She's a freaking lion tamer. Yes, she is. In the center today is the Three of Wands, or fire, Leo, Aries, Sagittarius. We see a human with his or her back to us looking out into the distance. This can mean waiting for or pondering something or someone at a distance, but generally talks about the big picture, the long view, the end game. We know our own strengths, we know what we're capable of, but today strength is in the past position, and as number 8 of the major arcana, the 8 resembling the infinity symbol reminds us that today, although our physical strength may seem infinite, it is not. Strength, if you didn't guess by the picture of the majestic lion being tamed by the gentle woman with love, is also a passion-driven Leo. The human on the 3 has already successfully planted his branch, which sprouts 2 acorns, so he has seeds for another. A franchise, if you will. Expansion. This is a card of commerce and trade, especially overseas, which is what our human may be considering. Future plans, as they are being discussed or conceived at this point, are basically all talk, passionate talk, but talk. In the future is the card of rest and retreat, the Four of Swords. An ongoing debate over this card of the suit of air, Gemini, Libra, Aquarius, is whether the knight depicted on the card is sleeping or dead. Under a window in a stone tomb, 4 swords hung on the wall behind the coffin, lies the effigy of a sleeping knight. This is a truce, a pause in the action, a rest between battles, which is why we have to ask, do we need another battle? If the knight is resting, he may come to the conclusion that another battle isn't necessary at all. If he's dead, that sort of takes care of the far-sighted 3 of Wands. This is considering a serious commitment, which could be for life, depending on how old you are. When the right people resonate, you'll know. Right now, they're not, no matter what is said. Enthusiasm, yes, but it takes a lot more than that for the long haul. You know it, too. Not at this time. Not with these people. Not today.